In school, we create. We answer questions, we write, we present, and we otherwise demonstrate what we have learned. When we get feedback, we hear others' opinions about the quality of our work. That feedback helps us to understand how accurate the facts were that we included. We assess the soundness of our conclusions and our thinking, and the quality of our communication. Obviously, the feedback we get from faculty can be the most valuable. They have the deepest knowledge of the ideas being studied and how decisions are made in the field, and they probably have the most experience assessing the quality of writing or other communication. Research confirms, however, that both peer feedback and self-feedback can be valuable learning activities. By reviewing others' works and being critical of it, and of course by critical I mean that we're judging whether or not it's correct, meets our needs, and it's clear, not critical as in saying bad things about it. By being critical, we can help to understand the material. Your comments also benefit the other person. Research shows that we also benefit by being self-critical and giving ourselves feedback. I always find that a good strategy for giving effective self-feedback is to wait a day or two between when you draft the work and when you give yourself the feedback. Also, when giving yourself feedback, reread the directions or the assignment for your instructor before you do so. Finally, be honest. It's easy to just tell yourself it's good to get this off your to-do list, but of course, all feedback must be honest if it's going to be valuable.